because he's already had a winner today, and he's a very good friend of ours, Ed, and I speak of Sonny Roth, and he's got a runner in the next race, the Geelong Classic, which I have a little hair in the tail just hanging on along with Sonny in confrontational. He's got a runner in the cup. He's got Mugatu in the Cox Plate on Saturday. It is going to be a huge week. Sonny, good afternoon. Congratulations on the win earlier today.
Thanks, Michael. Yes, lovely to see the astrologist back racing and in form.
Gee, it was impressive.
Yeah, look, we all were pretty confident. There's always the risk, obviously, first run back, and obviously Troy and Leon have done a wonderful job giving him some TLC, which he needed. The big weight was the concern, but yeah, he was just too good for them in the end, which was great to see.
And Sonny, we spoke to Nathan Bennett earlier in the program and just talking a bit on his background and the horses, and it was so good to see astrologers come out and win like that for his team, and I hear you've got a few horses with him.
Yes, absolutely. So we've also got She Shall Fly, which, you know, she's been amazing this prep, and what Kevin Corson's has done for her to turn her around this prep, just, yeah, beyond me. I thought she was ready for the breeding barn, to be honest, and first to admit I was wrong. But she's going to go into the Group 1 Empire Rose on Derby. Dewhurst, which with Archie Alexander, he won on debut and, you know, probably wasn't ready to win but did with Dwayne aboard, and he's come back nicely. Made of Iron trial the other day, nice done deal. Philly, there's a few others flying around too. So, yeah, great for Nathan and, you know, he's stable to be getting these results.
Sonny, tell us about how you find the horses that you buy into, because unlike, yeah, you've got quite a number of horses and shares in horses around the place, but unlike a lot of owners that tend to lob on a particular trainer or a particular syndicator, you seem to be able to have this knack of picking out good horses from different stables, different syndicators. What's the secret?
look, it's a question, yeah, a lot of people have asked lately, because obviously I've had some success with Mystery Shot, you know, who's undefeated, with Brad, I guess I've put it down to, you know, 10 or 15 years of hard work of just going through the motions, speaking to people, buying, you know, when I wasn't probably well-versed in it. And, like, now Nathan just actually sent me through one on the phone before to have a look at that he's interested in. And the first thing I look at, you know, especially when they're unraced or yearling, is definitely, you know, it's all about the dam to me. If the dam's produced, herself, and well, firstly on the racetrack, and she's done well, and then secondly, has she already produced some foals that have gone on to win races? And I think by doing that, you're taking out a lot of the risk. Sure, we all know you need a hell of a lot of luck to get them to the track and winning, but I think that's the first thing. If you're buying exposed horses, I mean, if you look at our Win Spirit, you know, which we bought off a maiden race in New Zealand and then came out and won, you know, a few in a row. Mystery Shot, we bought off a jump out, Mick, as you would know. And you don't have to wait long. And then you've got the other thing where you spend bigger bucks and buy these overseas horses. But as we'll find out at 4 o'clock today, you know, do they all acclimatise and, you know, they all do what they, or bring their overseas form, I should say.
Sonny, while you've got a couple of minutes, why don't we have a listen to your trainer, Andrea Zavala, talking about Asheron. I had a chat to him this morning on Racing Pulse to get an insight. This is what Andrea's had to say about Asheron and his chances in the Geelong Cup today.
He's in Australia preparing to try and take our greatest race one more time. Good morning, Andrea.
Yes, good morning.
Good memories, no doubt, of Protectionist winning the Cup back then. Are they still vivid?
No, always when you... He's a race, watch the replay again, and yeah, the emotions come back again.
Gee, you've had to do a lot to get out here for this year's Melbourne Cup to watch your horse Asheron during this COVID period, and I know you're quarantining as we speak, so you must be pretty confident that you've got the right horse to bring out here to go through all of the rigmarole that you've had to go through.
Yeah, I mean, he's an improving horse, and he travelled really well, and settled in great, and the boys who look after him are really confident. Hopefully he runs well today and improve on that for a fortnight later.
Can you describe him for the Australian listeners who aren't familiar with him, maybe haven't seen him run overseas? What kind of horse is he?
He's a nice, big, attractive colt. long striding and has long turn of foot. And he's an improving horse. Now, he hasn't raced a lot.
Well, his last start, he comes through the Pre-Kergolay, which you used with Protectionist on the way to his Melbourne Cup, and Americane came through that same race as well. Ability-wise, is he anything like Protectionist? Has he got that much ability?
No. I mean, Protectionist, he was special. But he's a good horse, and he's nice weighted, and he's a proving horse. And when everything fits right at the
day,
you never know.
What's his racing style? Is he a horse that tends to get back and relax in his races, or will he be further up towards the front?
Yeah, just depending on the pace. And I believe always up to his jockey that he just tell him how the horse is and how he will be maybe ridden depending on pace, and then he has to make himself out of the situation.
It's hard to line up his form against the Australian horses he'll compete against today, but can you get any form line on the other internationals that are in the Geelong Cup today and where he might, I suppose, line up?
I think Skyward is. He's also a very nice horse. He's won the Group 3 in Dover this year, which Ashwin won last year. Right? I think it'll be one of the
hosts
today.
Skyward, yeah. Have you locked in a jockey for the Melbourne Cup on Ash Run?
Yes, Jason Collett.
Jason Collett will be riding him. Wow, that's a big moment for Jason Collett, who's been riding so well in Sydney as well. So what are you expecting today, Andreas? He's probably borderline. If he doesn't win the Geelong Cup today, he may well get in through attrition. But if he wins today and gets a penalty, it'll secure his start. So what are you expecting today?
It's hard to say. I mean, I'd be happy if he runs place to have a good run, but it'll be even better to be on the safe side if he could win. But you'll never be sure. It's hard to say.
So that was Andreas Vola with me this morning on Racing Pulse. Hey, Sonny, what's your expectation? Having a look at the other internationals, yep, where do you see Ash Run today?
Look, I just had a good chat with Jamie Lovett about it again. And look, if he brings his overseas form, you think, you know, he'd be too good. My gut feel is 2400 might be a bit short of his best, and he's definitely looking for 2 mile. Looking at the races already so far today, will he be back or too far back in the run, and do you need to be sort of on the speed? They're the unknowns, Michael, and I just think, you know, whatever happens, and the questions you posed to Andreas this morning are right on the mark, because for us, you know, if he's going to run top five in the Melbourne Cup, you'd want him to be showing something or be winning today. But at the same time, you know, as I said, it's just the unknowns with these internationals and what they'll bring first up in Australia. I'm worried about Skyward more so than Steel Prince. And, you know, I was offered to share a question before about each of these horses. You know, I can't take them all, but I was offered to share in Le Dom de Vie, and, you know, I chose Ashron over that one. So we'll see if I've made the right choice, maybe today and in the next few weeks.
What about the big fella come Cox Plate Day on Saturday? Yeah. Mugatu, Johnny Allen, John Barrier 9. You happy?
Look, you know, I think you've got to be realistic and say you're running in the Weight for Age Championship of Australasia. Best race to win is the one I want to win the most, that's for sure. He's done everything right. You know, Kieran McAvoy's ridden him more than anyone. Kept saying to us, you know, he's a 2,000-metre horse, guys. You know, he's turn of foot. Although, you know, he won over 3,000 metres easily in the UK, like, he just feels the tempo of the race. You know, he won't pull hard. He'll be on the bridle. But again, you know, we'll all know probably at the 800 or the 1,000 if he's going strong and he's still, you know, on the bridle when the whips get cracking. You know, if he's going to be in it, I think, you know, he's worked twice the valley this week. He's no problem going on that way of going. I think if there's a bit of rain, you know, his wins in Sydney have been on soft as well. So, look, he ticks a lot of boxes, but it's a very hard race to win, as we know.
Well, look, we all know it'd be nice to win a Cox Plate. It'd be nice to win a Geelong Cup, but I think, really, the race you want to win is the next, the Geelong Classic with Confrontational, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, look, you know, 1,600 at 2,200. You know, he's bred by Jerry Harvey. He's bred to get well over 2,000. But, you know, look, he's been up for a while, and you know, this will be his sort of grand final today, and we'll set him for the autumn and maybe an Estate Derby, as we know. But, yeah, hopefully he just acquits himself well and he's not too far back in the run, and Noel gives him a peach of a ride as well.
Yeah, he's about $23, $5. If he can run top four or five, I think we'd all be pretty happy. Hey, just before we say goodbye, you've been a really good supporter with us here on RSN, and not just that, but you've also been a great sponsor and supporter of racing through Antler Luggage. Now, this current COVID crisis has been devastating for international travel and all, obviously luggage as far as Antler is concerned. And during this time, you've actually used it, I suppose, in a positive way and come up with a new business which is specifically aimed for people during this COVID era. Just give us a quick summation of that.
I guess that word everyone loves is that word pivot in these times, and I guess that's, you know, I'm involved with quite a few startups and got involved with this one called Render, R-E-N-D-R. If you look at the site, render.delivery. So basically we're a last-mile delivery solution for convenience or on-demand delivery. And where the app originally started, which was around sort of home and hardware delivery in Melbourne, in the next 2 weeks you'll see an updated app and website which will cover all retail categories now, and it will be on a national basis, and we'll be able to pick up from any retailer in Australia and deliver to your door or your place of work within 2 hours, normally about 35 minutes to be honest, and also schedule same day deliveries. So it's pretty exciting, and regardless of COVID, Mike, I think, you know, this demand and increased demand for online business and e-com is here to stay. And look, hopefully we're in the right place at the right time. And whilst my core business is, unfortunately, is in hibernation until the world reopens, sort of this and the horse racing and a few other things have kept me busy at least.
Well, I can vouch for one. Spending a lot of time at home with the wife, there seems to be an awful lot of deliveries every single day which are being ordered online. So I think this Render app could be an absolute winner, Sonny.
Absolutely. I actually was worried that the doorbell would ring and I'm home alone and I'd have to go and get the doorbell because Emmy's got some more shoes delivered.
Mate, great to catch up. Best of luck today and also with Big Mugatu and the Cox Plate on Saturday.
That would be fantastic. Thanks, guys. Much appreciated.